Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Beis. We said that a person is allowed to take four or five kupos out of the oitzer, out of a storage place, if they're starting to clear it out on the Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah. The Mechaber says that one should not split these four or five boxes into smaller boxes and make more trips, even though it will make lighter the carrying, it will be L'Hakol HaMasoi, because by doing that he has to go back and forth more times, it's Avshim L'Satvei, it makes more of a Tumah, more of a Sin, and therefore it's rather he should take a few times in big boxes and have more schlepping than do a lot of times small boxes and Mimar B'Hilach back and forth. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says that this year of four or five boxes the one's allowed to take out when he's clearing out the Oitzer, and they're making for guests. That's per guest. If there's more guests, then you can take four or five boxes out per guest. But one person should not do for everybody because it's too much of a tircha on Shabbos, one person doing a tircha yisera. Rather, each person should do it for himself, or you can have different people doing it for different people. The person himself doesn't have to be the one to do it, but shouldn't be one person doing it for everybody. The Imam now tells us that barrels of wine that arrived on a wagon, you're not allowed to take them off the wagon on Shabbos unless it's for guests or some other tzarech mitzvah, similar to Mefanel Lo'itzer. And Mishlur explains that we're discussing a case over here where the wagon arrived before Shabbos. If it arrived on Shabbos, if you're afraid it came from Avot Chum, it might not be also to take the barrels of wine from it. We're discussing it arrived before Shabbos, and you're even planning on drinking from this wine on Shabbos. Still, you cannot take them off the wagon because of the Nechol or Tercha Yisera, or extra Tercha, the issues we discussed in Sef Aleph. Rather, you could take a little bit off straight from the, you could take wine for a while from the wagon, but take the barrel off the wagon, removing the barrel is a problem unless it's for Dvar Mitzvah. Now, there's no way to get the wine out without taking the barrel off, and you need it for Shabbos. So that's also part of Kavod Shabbos. It's needed for Shabbos. It's also Dvar Mitzvah. Not clear if it means because it's needed for Kiddush or for other drinking of wine they tend to do on Shabbos, but if it's needed for Kavod Shabbos, then it's Mutter. Even the amount you're allowed to take off for the guests is only the equivalent of five boxes of three saw. In other words, 15 saw. More than 15 saw will be usher. Same way by Oitzer, you cannot take off more than 15 saw per guest. 15 saw, which the brings along the rum. If you have a barrel, that's one amo by one amo, by a drop more than an amo. An amo al amo, with a third dimension being an amo and three etzbois. That's the size of the 15 saw you're allowed to take off per guest. Now, what if one is afraid that if he doesn't take the barrels of wine off the wagon, there'll be some loss, the wagon's going to be pulled away, he's not going to have it, could he do amir la'akum? That's a question which is not discussed over here, it's discussed in Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Hey, also in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. It's going to come up. Let's say the guy is taking the barrels off the animal or off the wagon by himself. On Shabbos, you don't have to stop a guy from doing it. Siman Shin Lamed Daled discussed the halachos of Gleiko of fire on Shabbos. If there's a fire, Chas V'Shalom on Shabbos. So, someone's house catches fire and he wants to take food out and cover Shabbos to have for the Shabbos Suddas. So if it's Friday night, before the Suda, he can take out three meals worth. What a person needs, you can take out per person the amount you need. If you have behemoths, whatever amount you need for behemoths, you can take out. If it's in the morning, it's after the Friday night Suda, before the Shabbos Day Suda, then you can take out the amount that's needed for two Sudas. If it's already Shabbos afternoon, you're after the Day Suda, before Shalosh Shuras, you can take out the amount for one Suda. The Bi'ur Halacha says that it's partially allowed to take out Lecha Mishnah for every Suda, if you don't eat that much, but you need Lecha Mishnah for the Sudas. He also says that drinks you can take out all day, because the whole day a person might want to drink, a person's liable to need drinks. For wine, only the amount that's needed for three Sudas. It sounds like all three Sudas, not just the first two in this Kiddush, but drinking other drinks, a person might need all day. And the Mechaber says only the house where the fire is, we do not let them take more out. If they take more out, it's a chashash that because they're so busy saving stuff and getting things out, they forget that Shabbos has to put out the fire. From other houses near this house, and they're afraid the fire will spread to them, they're not as bald, they're not as tumult yet, because the fire didn't reach their house yet. They can take out whatever they want to take out, especially because anyway, as the Mishnah brings from the Achronim, anyway, there's a halacha nowadays that since we live between the goyim, it's a constant fashion, so we don't put the fires out. Anyway, we're allowed to put the fires out, since you're allowed to put the fire out nowadays, so the truth is that even that house itself, some Achronim said you can take as much food out and whatever you want out of the house, food and things that are muktzeh even, we're not afraid you're going to put the fire out, because even if we do put the fire out, you're not doing anything wrong. Nowadays, we're allowed putting out the fire when the house catches fire on Shabbos. Just like the neighbors, that we allow you to take whatever you want out of the neighbors' houses, because they'd be allowed to put out the fire. Other Achronim argue on this, they say it's not so simple, because you know you're allowed to put the fire out, the Maestro will let you save all the stuff when the house is burning down, you might not be over in a Tzal B'Shrab and other types of Isurim as well. In any case, the Chayonim says that since we're only worthy, you're going to come to a tumult and you're going to put out the fire, and that's why you can't take out more than the food of three or two or one Suda. Therefore, anybody besides the Abayis and his wife and his kids, any random person who wants to save more stuff and the house is burning down, they could save more stuff. They're not so bold. They can even take things out of their muksa as long as they are not over on the Isra of Aitzal. Hametz Mishnabura says that we'll see later on in the Siman, to take from Abayis to Chatzar, you could take everything out. It's only when it's going out to beyond your own chatzar, that is the issue of saving, and then the maximum is based on how many sudas you have left on Shabbos. The Baruch says that after Chatzos, if you did not have the morning suda yet, you can only take out enough for one suda, because only this man of one suda, the Pirmei Gadolim, he argues on that.